feather for me.
See, this does not happen at rock festivals. It simply doesn't. I never get feathers. These alternative tunings always seem like a real good idea when I'm at home. And they're written out in front of me. I once saw Joni Mitchell play a show, and she was just standing there for like 10 minutes going, trying to retune her guitar into some ridiculous tuning. I felt that it affirmed my whole life. And I could, that was it. Taking joy in other people's struggles. By me. You know, it's funny, I spent last August with Mr. Robbity Bob Dylan. I was touring, opening shows for him. And ever since then, I've been, all these interviewers keep asking me, you know, what was it like touring with God? You know, and what words of wisdom did he bestow upon you? And oh, you have that glow, I can tell you've been with him. And, you know, there's all this, there's this kind of like religion of hyperbole that surrounds Bob. And, you know, long live the Church of Bob. I would never attempt heresy in that area, especially not in my line of work. But it's funny because Bob was never really, he was never really a deity for me anywhere near the way, the scope of which Joni Mitchell was. And you know, I think that respecting his work and respecting him is a good idea. And I think he's done quite a few cool things. But it's funny to me how it seems like where I come from in the States, the canon of Bob seems to become deeper and richer and more ingrained in my culture every day. And Joni seems to be sort of systematically forgotten and periodically condescended to by the media in the States. It's really strange to me. Not as strange as I wish it was to me, but it's actually kind of familiar in a kind of strange sort of way. But I think, I don't know, I think there's something very elusive about, you know, the sort of liberal, open, inclusive, revolutionary, folk singing, you know, change the world 60s scene that wasn't quite ready for a babe. And it kind of has all, to listen to people talk these days, it seems like, you know, all these voices have come down to one in our collective memory. So anyway, I'd just like to put my vote in for Joni while I'm struggling with this tuning. You crawled into my bed that night like some sort of giant insect, and I found myself spellbound at the sight of you. Beautiful and grotesque and all the rest of that bug stuff bluffing your way into my mouth, behind my teeth, reaching for my scars. That night we got kicked out of two bars and laughed our way home. That night you leaned over and threw up into your hair, and I held you there thinking I would offer you my pulse if I thought it would be useful. I would give you my breath. Except the problem with death is we have some 100 years and then they can build buildings on our only bones. 100 years, and then your grave is not your own, and we lie in our beds in our graves, unable to save ourselves from the quaint tragedies we invent and undo, from the stupid circumstances we slalom through. And I realized that night that the hall light, which seemed so bright when you turned it on, is nothing compared to the dawn, which is nothing compared to the light which seeps from me while you're sleeping, cocooned in my room, beautiful and grotesque, resting, That night we got kicked out of two bars and laughed our way home. I thought I would offer you my pulse. I thought I would give you my breath.